Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through this week, and we offer up to you our call to live as Christians, that we may serve you and glorify your name and glorify all that you want to do through us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're going to look at today's first reading, and it's a real powerful reading because it's a classic example of one of those things that you can read between the lines and learn so much more. So what happens when you have the issue of Stephen? Stephen was the first deacon, and Stephen was stoned to death, and we know that story. And St. Paul was the one who was holding the jackets of the people who were stoned, of the people who were throwing the stones. Well, what happens is now this is so shocking to the people, they start to the people who were the Christians, they start to leave that area. And so they leave because they were concerned about the persecution, and in doing so, they bring the message of the gospel elsewhere. So now you have to spread the gospel. Now the gospel is being spread kind of by accident. Obviously, you wouldn't want to operate like this, but we're going to use this as an example. If we were to turn around and say, well, we don't want those kind of people here anymore, and that's it. We want to eliminate those kind of people, which is basically what happened in this persecution, then those kind of people, whoever they are going to go somewhere else. And in doing so, they're going to bring their customs elsewhere. So what's going to happen is those kind of people, whoever they may be, and that's obviously in this case the Christians, are going to spread their message. And that's what's important here. And obviously we don't support that idea, but here's what happens. Literally what happens in the time of Stephen. There were people who said, we don't want those kind of people here. And so there's a persecution. So what happens? They leave. But in doing so, they spread the message elsewhere. And so this is what happens. And so we recognize that's part of this story. So if you can look it up on Acts 11, 19 through 26. And so then we learn that they are guided by the Holy Spirit. Now understand something here. They're having their gatherings, which there are their masses. They're celebrating the presence of the Lord. And for the first 300 years, what you and I would consider the charismatic renewal would be very common in the first 300 years. So they are surrounded by signs of the presence of the Lord. And so when they say they are filled with the Holy Spirit in faith, it's not, you may not understand it if it's just they're bringing a message. You know, you may not understand it if you're turning around and say, well, they're bringing the message of the gospel in the same way they bring in the message of physics, for example. No, there's something powerful that's going on in these communities. And so when they go elsewhere, they bring that power with them because they're guided by the Holy Spirit to continue doing this. So obviously, as that's happening, people are going, well, what in the world is this? And meantime, while there are people who are trying to silence them, as the saying goes, I think it was St. Augustine, says that this persecution, especially those who are martyred, become the seeds for the spread of the faith even more. So everything that's being done to silence the faith is failing miserably, and if anything, it's spreading elsewhere. So it's kind of like if you were to throw something throw something at Jell-O, I guess. I'm just trying to put this off the top of my head. Why you do that, I don't know. And what it does is just spreads the, or paint would be better, right? Spreads the paint everywhere. Well, this is kind of what happened. They're trying to silence the message of the gospel, and instead they're spreading it. And so this is what's happening, but don't forget they're guided by the Spirit. Now, what does that mean? Well, not only they're guided by their community, they're growing in their faith, they're learning more where the Lord is leading them, and it's a very powerful experience, and they're allowing themselves to be guided. It's also that the Lord, their understanding, is leading this. And so all of this is happening. Now, it kind of also brings up a principle that I think we're watching right now, and that is everything you do to prevent the Lord the message of the Lord to be spread will ultimately work in the favor of the Lord. And I think we're seeing a lot of that now. So what happens is people, for example, people who are trying to fight against God's work in the world are actually finding, got to find themselves to be playing into everything that they're fighting, and they'll lose. So you see how that's working. It won't be, you know, in other words, you and I don't have to do anything. We just have to watch it happen. Because what's going to happen is they're trying to fight against the spread of the gospel. But as you know, you're fighting against God. And if you fight against God, you're going to lose each and every time. So, and people don't realize that. And they don't understand that. So as they continue fighting more, all they're doing is revealing the power of the Lord working in the world. For example, if we go back to trying to silence the Christians, the first thing that's going to pop into people's mind is, why are they trying to silence them? And it's really fascinating. So that's going to attract people, which is going to make everything grow. And then as the Christians spread out, that's going to attract people and make everything grow. So it's all counterproductive, everything they're trying to do to silence the voice of God, as God's voice through the Christians there is going out into the world. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, and all kinds of things. You'll learn about that at the end of the show, but don't forget that. And don't forget St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And if you happen to be around on Sunday, come visit us, 10 o'clock a.m. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful message that's going out, and it's being spread, and everything that's being done to silence the message is failing. And then we have this important message. It's towards the end, and they're in Antioch. And it's in Antioch for the first time they're called Christians. Now, the Christian experience, the new Christian faith that is developing and starting to spread, was originally called the New Way. And every so often you'll hear of churches called the New Way or whatever. And that's where it comes from. It's originally called the New Way. And then eventually, as they spread and as they grow, and this is becoming more developed, they're coming to realize that this is something. And of course, if they're disciples of Christ, eventually the term Christian comes in, and it's been around since the time that the Christians were in Antioch, so it's obviously close to 2,000 years, but we get an idea of this beginning spread. Now remember, we go back one, and we go back to the early parts of the gospel where there are earlier in the gospel when there were those complaints that this message is being spread around in originally the Jewish community, and there were complaints. And there is the high priest at the time, whose name escapes me, who says, wait a minute. Actually, it was one of the other people in Sanhedrin. Wait a minute. If this is from God, it won't be stopped. But if it's not from God, don't worry. It'll die out. It'll just go away. And it didn't. And that's the important thing, because he said, you know, it'll just be a phase. If this is from God, just let it. If this is not from God, let it go. And it's going to die out on its own. If it is from God, there's nothing you can do about it. It's not going to stop. So in a sense, it could be just stop focusing on this. Either it's going to be from God or it's just going to die out, and don't worry about it. And of course, 2,000 years later, that's one of the signs that this is from God. And so there were some very there were a lot of signs out there. So as we look at this powerful message and we look at all that that is happening and we look at all that that's growing and all that, we can see the early seeds are now starting to give fruit. Now, we know there was a lot of persecution against the church in the first 300 years. And again, there it is, that movement in the Romans were trying to silence it, and it wasn't working. It was actually being counterproductive. So the fruit of that is what we see today. And we also see that they are guided by the Holy Spirit. So they're paying attention and everything else. Now, the early days of the church, when we had those expressions that, as I said, would be very similar to what we see in the charismatic renewal today, when we saw those expressions happening, we saw all that going on, and it isn't happening so much today. Well, that started to change about, well, I guess from probably around the time that the church was being accepted and the church was made legal in the entire Roman Empire by Constantine. Because at that point, the gifts started to, I guess you could say, fade out. And they've always been there. It's even, you can see teaching on it in the Council of Trent. But they really became more popular in the 1970s of our generation. However, you do have to realize that anytime you're reading the Acts of the Apostles, you have to be aware behind the scenes is all this powerful manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the gifts and everything else, which are described in 1 Corinthians 12 by St. Paul. Anyway, we will talk tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And remember, we are here every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock and midnight and 3 o'clock a.m. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.